certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program. Our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
OU Chen looking good tonight in Lakeland. Late this afternoon, Chen has three scoreless innings in the books. As we move into the bottom of the fourth inning, 3, 4, and 5 in the order coming up for Lakeland as Marauders lead this game 1-0. A Luke Brown RBI single to left in the second inning, the difference in this game. Roberto Campos, center fielder for the Flying Tigers, leads off and takes pitch number one high. Campos wearing some bright pink batting gloves as he grips that solid black bat, holding it horizontally over his right shoulder. The 1-0 from Chen. Campos swings and lines one to the gap in right center. That's in for extra bases. Campos around first. He is digging for second. Up with the ball. The base of the wall in right field is Brown, and Campos stops at second easily with a stand-up double. Campos pantomiming, bowling a strike toward his teammates in the dugout. Stands triumphantly on second base, and there is the potential tying run for Lakeland. We gotta love the polish in the game of Roberto Campos, especially for an 18-year-old. Some good discipline at the plate, solid play in center field defensively. Also runs pretty well. He's on second base, nobody out. Mike Rothenberg, the batter. Chen looks back that way. The pitch is low to Rothenberg. Switch hitter bats left-handed against the righty, Po-Yu Chen. Rothenberg from the Miami area. Hometown is Boca Raton. 12th round pick out of Duke last year by the Tigers. Long pause by Chen, the 1-0. Rothenberg swings ahead of a changeup. Changeup looking pretty good today from Chen. Thin sliver of blue sky up overhead. Puffy white clouds and darker gray clouds surrounding that blue band. Marauders hanging on to a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Campos on second after a leadoff double. He takes his lead. The pitch. Rothenberg swings ahead of a changeup again for strike two. Rothenberg helping lead the Blue Devils to an ACC championship last year. Program's first since 1961 and their first in program history under the current format. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Another changeup by Po-Yu Chen. And Mike Rothenberg is having some words with the plate umpire Alex Lowry. Not exactly sure on what. To be anything too confrontational, but Rothenberg looked a little bit puzzled by something. Either way, one away with a man on second. Here's Esne Chacon. Tough out here. The pitch, a swing and a high fly ball foul down the right field line. Esne Chacon grounded out hard to the third baseman Dixon, his first at bat. But this is a man who, through his first 10 games, came in hitting .414. In the small sample size, 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss over the top of a breaking ball. Looked like the Chen slider for strike two. Chen with 4 on the afternoon. See if he can get number 5 here in a good spot. The 0-2, swinging a slow roller to short. Nadal grabs it, boots it, and can't make the play. Nadal tried to throw that ball before it was in his glove, and so he'll be charged with his second error of the season. Up to third base goes Roberto Campos, and I would not be surprised if Nadal was thinking third with that throw. Had Nadal fielded it cleanly, would have had probably a good shot at getting Campos at third. Instead, Po-Yu Chen for the second time today will try and work around an error in an inopportune spot. Eduardo Valencia, the batter. Put up a good battle his first time. The pitch, swing and a miss through a fastball. Valencia saw six pitches before grounding out to third on pitch number seven in his first at-bat. Flying Tigers with a tying run waiting on third. Go-ahead run on first here in the fourth inning. One away. Chen deals. Runner breaks for second. Pitches swung on and fouled back out of play. Esne Chacon not too shy to run. 3 of 4 in his base-stealing attempts through 10 games. Marauders maintaining a 1-0 lead in a close and tight spot here in the fourth inning. Pickoff moved to first, just a soft throw by Chen. Plenty of time for Chacon to dive in. Righty-righty matchup. Chen with the set. Long pause, now the 0-2 to Valencia. Swing and a miss, he got him, strike three. Slider from Po Yu Chen. Also looking good, complimenting the changeup today. And Marauders one out away from doing a little tightrope walk out of trouble here in the fourth. Five strikeouts for Po Yu Chen, already matching his second highest total of the season. Here's Alvaro Gonzalez from the left side. The pitch, a swing and a miss on the changeup. Tends to be the approach more often than not. Pitchers against hitters in the opposite handedness go with the changeup a little bit more. Alvaro Gonzalez likely see another one. Next pitch, swing and a miss at another changeup, sure enough, for strike two. It's been an afternoon where we've seen Chen go back to the well with a second straight pitch of a similar kind if he gets a positive result on one. We've seen Chen able to go back-to-back on certain pitch-type selections if a batter swings and misses through one. Jacob Goldfarb stepping in front of home plate, flashing signals to his infielders in this first and third two-out scenario. Count 0-2 on Alvaro Gonzalez. The pitch, runner breaks for second. Pitch is swung on and bounced foul over toward the on-deck circle. Goldfarb reminding his teammates what the plan is if Chacon breaks for second, which we saw there, considering the runner on third base, Campos. Campos leads off third base. Chacon off of first. Another 0-2 from Chen, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, yet another excellent changeup from Po Yu Chen, who dodges danger again here in the fourth inning. We move to the fifth. The Marauders still lead 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the Marauders order here in the fifth inning. Game one of a doubleheader in Lakeland today. Right-hander Aaron Haas into his windup, and the pitch to Sergio Campagna. Bunt shown, pulls back and takes a slider strike. 0-1 the count. Marauders leading 1-0 on a Luke Brown RBI single back in the second. Right-hander Po Yu Chen working four scoreless innings so far. 0-1, low and outside to Campagna. Chen with a remarkable 60 pitches, 43 strikes. This afternoon, his ninth start of the season. 1-1. That pops the mitt for strike two called to the knees. Campagna 0-1 with a walk. Now reaching base safely, 18 of his last 21 games. 1-2, swing and a miss. Chase the slider low and outside. Got him. Four up and four down out of the bullpen by Aaron Haas. One gone here in the visitor's half of the fifth inning. Didn't quite give you the final line on starter Jackson Jobe for Lakeland today. Tigers' number three prospect. Give it to you after this pitch to Davies Nadal. The offering misses high for ball one. Jackson Jobe today, three innings, three hits, one run allowed, walked two, struck out three. He had a particularly laborious second inning, although only one run came of it. He escaped a bases-loaded jam. The 1-0. Nadal swings and misses. He was moving up in the batter's box and looked to slap it almost like a left-handed hitting softball slap hitter. Has the speed to leg out a slow bouncer. We've seen him do so several times already. 1-1. Misses high for ball two. Nadal playing in game number seven as a Marauder. A couple of flyouts for him. Once to right, once to center today. Aaron Haas, the motion in the 2-1. And this is high for ball three. Blonde, curly-haired right-hander Haas enters his windup. The 3-1 pitch. That misses low for ball four, and the tremendous wheels of Davies Nadal are on base with one gone here in the fifth inning. There's Rodolfo Nolasco. Tigers drafted Haas in the 17th round last year out of Wichita State. Timeout call. Pitching coach Juan Pimentel out for a visit. Haas, in being drafted out of Wichita State last year by the Tigers, became the first Shocker drafted in the Eric Wedge era. Eric Wedge, head coach of Wichita State, former major league manager, managed the Cleveland Indians and Seattle Mariners for a handful of years each. The pitching coach of Wichita State during Haas' time there, former big league right-hander Mike Pelfrey, New York Met. Haas brings his hands together at the belt, deals to Nolasco, big swing and a foul back. And Haas, coming out of college, credited a lot of his growth as a pitcher to Pelfrey's help in teaching him more about the mental side of the game. It's one of those big extra mile things that tends to take a player to the next level. Haas delivers the pitch, Nadal breaks for second. Swing and a miss by Nolasco, and the ball dropped by the catcher Valencia, and Nadal has a stolen base. He's on second. First stolen base at the single A level for Nadal. So he's into scoring position with only one out. Wind picking up again, pushing in from center field. Gray clouds in the distance, but the playing field, and now hold on a second. Rodolfo Nolasco has been called on a pitch clock violation, so an automatic strikeout. A frustrating second out here in the fifth inning for the Marauders. Jace Bowen up next. Tall and open stance from the right side by Bowen. Nadal, good speed on second, and the pitch coming to Bowen. That misses low inside. Right before that pitch came, the second baseman, Gonzalez, came charging toward the bag and was holding his glove open, wanting a pickoff throw from Haas. Didn't come. Here's the set by the strong right-hander. The 1-0. Swinging a line drive, crisply lined in the left center field for a base hit. Nadal around third. He jogs in to score easily. And Jace Bowen pulls up at first base with an RBI single. 2-0 Marauders here in the fifth inning. That's what you love to see from Jace Bowen. Took advantage of a pitch right out over the heart of the plate. And laced it hard to left center for the single. Team leading RBI, number 27 on the year for Bowen. He's on first base, good wheels himself. Angel Basabe is 0-2. He'll get his third opportunity. Haas comes set and delivers. Basabe takes just off the outside corner of ball. Taking into account his first two at-bats today, Basabe, 2 for his first 9 in a Marauders uniform across 3 games. Bradenton 2, Lakeland nothing. Top of the fifth inning here in the first game of a doubleheader. Haas with a pitch. Swinging and a bouncing ball foul off the backstop. Angel Basabe signing with the Pirates out of Venezuela in July 2017. Named a Dominican Summer League midseason all-star in 2018, his first year in the Pirates organization. Now the 1-1, swinging it a foul back. Basabe joining the Marauders just in time for the beginning of this road trip back on Tuesday. Played his first game that night as a Marauder. Single-A debut. Went 2-for-4 with a pair of singles. Left-handed batter slowly circling the bat over his shoulder. Now time called, requested by the catcher, Valencia. A pair of RBI singles for the Marauders in this game, accounting for their 2-0 lead. Luke Brown in the second, Jace Bowen moments ago here in the fifth inning. He gets his lead off first. Now Haas with the 1-2 to Basabe. Swinging a bouncing ball to first. Diving backhand stop by Rothenberg. Flip to Haas covering the bag in time. What a play by Mike Rothenberg on the dive. We head to the bottom of the fifth as the Marauders add a run on the Bowen single. 2-0 Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Pouyou Chen has another run worth of cushion to work with on the mound here in Lakeland. Marauders now leading 2-0. And for the Flying Tigers, 8-9-1 in their order coming up against the Taiwanese right-hander. Pouyou Chen through 4 scoreless innings so far. His first pitch to Frank Veliz is high and inside. Veliz, right-handed batter, leaning back away from it. Veliz grounded into a 6-4-3 double play his first at-bat. Next pitch, swinging a bouncing ball, pulled to third. Dixon charges, gloves it cleanly. Throw on the run to first is in time to get the hustling Veliz. What a play by Brendan Dixon, charging that slow bouncer. Well, that has been the name of the game today for Po Yu Chin. A lot of weak contact, hit right at defenders behind him. And even a healthy amount of swings and misses for Chen today. Six strikeouts, his second highest total of the season. Austin Schultz, the next hitter. And the first one misses low. Schultz, a strongly built right-handed hitting outfielder. 5'9", 200 pounds of muscle. Gets the 1-0 from Chen. Swing and a miss at the sweeping slider. Slider and changeup have been especially nasty for Chen today. Both of them getting lots of swings and misses. Next one is in there for strike two. The Marauders bullpen silent. Flying Tigers bullpen, meanwhile, active again. Another right-hander loosening. Here's Chen with a 1-2 to Schultz. It is taken high. Right-hander loosening for the Flying Tigers, Eric Pinales. And the 2-2. Got him looking at the knees. Strike three. Austin Schultz frozen on the Chen fastball. And Po Yu Chen matches his career high with his seventh strikeout. Good stuff from Chen continues on here into the fifth. He faces Isaac Pacheco next. Pitch number one, swinging a ground ball to second. Hit weakly right there for it is Mike Jarvis. He gathers it, throws to first in time. Five scoreless innings by Po Yu Chen here in Lakeland today. We head to the sixth inning. It's the Marauders 2 and the Flying Tigers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Masterful outing by Po Yu Chen, five scoreless innings. Nobody warming up in the Marauders bullpen just yet, so not necessarily the end for Chen. We'll see what the next few minutes bring, though. We go to the top of the sixth inning, rather. New pitcher on the mound for the Flying Tigers, Eric Pinales. He deals a first pitch strike onto the inside corner on Brandon Dixon. Dixon 1-for-2 this afternoon, first of a doubleheader, the Marauders leading 2-0. Pinales, the righty, delivers and misses low with a 94-mile-per-hour heater. Pinales, 23-year-old righty from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, 3.95 ERA, over 11 relief appearances for Lakeland. The 1-1, Dixon takes a slider at the knees for strike two, and Dixon wants to challenge it. Alex Lowry, plate umpire, looking to the booth, and the call is upheld.
Call is upheld. Count remains 1-1.
1-2 on Brendan Dixon, leading off the sixth. Pinellas kicks his leg, deals. Swing and a miss. Dixon goes down on a powerful slider at 87. So a solid breaker from Pinellas opens up the sixth inning. Luke Brown, the hitter. Marauders now do have a man getting loose in their bullpen. Left-hander. Left-handed hitting Luke Brown gets the first pitch, and he lays off high. That appears to be Joe Jakes on minor league rehab assignment. Made his first rehab outing earlier this week, Tuesday night. Pitched a scoreless eighth inning, struck out a pair. Makes one high to Brown, two balls, no strikes. Sun shining brightly on the field here in Lakeland. Wind pushing in from center. Now the 2-0. Low and outside to Luke Brown. Rodgers would love to add on to their 2-0 lead here in the first of a doubleheader. We play in the top half of the sixth inning here. Every run is precious against this talented Flying Tigers lineup. 3-0. Misses low and inside, and Luke Brown works a four-pitch walk.
Now batting number 7, Mike Jarvis.
That brings up Mike Jarvis, 0 for 2. Jarvis, solid line drive hitter, smacks liners all over the field. He's reached base safely in 5 of his last 6 games. Pinellas, ready at the belt, and the pitch to Jarvis. Just a little too high. Pinellas in his 4th season as a professional, all coming in the Tigers organization. Here he is with a 1-0. Jarvis looks at a strike outside corner. Pinellas spent all of last season in Lakeland, 4.76 ERA. Making all 12 of his appearances out of the bullpen. Held opponents to a 2.19 average last year. Walks outnumbered the strikeouts, though. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Jarvis chasing a slider. Walk to strikeout ratio better this season. 11 walks, 19 strikeouts, make it 12-20 after the first 2 batters of this inning. He's ready. And the 1-2 to Jarvis. Swing and a foul tip into and out of the mitt. Rain was a concern for a little bit earlier in this game. Off and on, drizzles in the second inning. They have since stopped. Sun still shining on the field at the moment. Pitch to Jarvis. That misses low for ball 2. On at first base, Luke Brown. 4-pitch walk with 1 away. Center fielder Campos shading Jarvis just a couple of steps toward the opposite field. Pinellas with a pitch, runner breaks, swing and a miss by Jarvis. Throw down to second is not nearly in time, and it's offline by Valencia. And it's a stolen base for Luke Brown, his 4th of the season.
Now batting number 27, Jacob Goldfarb.
But Jarvis goes down on strikes. And now Jacob Goldfarb with a chance to come up with a 2-out base hit to further extend the Marauders' advantage. Wind starting to pick up speed again in from center field. Pushing some more dark gray clouds our way, potentially. Pitch to Goldfarb. Lefty batter takes a big rip and misses. Fastball clocked at 97 on the radar gun. Pinellas glancing at the underside of his hat, looking at the card containing the cues to pitch sequences with that runner on second base, Luke Brown, peering in. Pinellas sets. He's on the third base end of the rubber. The 0-1. Up and away to Goldfarb. Goldie reached on a bunt single in the second. Grounded to short in the fourth inning. He He's now reached base safely in 16 of his 19 games played this season. The toss. Taken low. Good eye by Goldfarb. Not an easy one to lay off. Eric Pinales trying to keep this game as close as possible for the home team here in the sixth, with the Marauders leading 2-0 and a man on second base. 2-1 to Goldfarb. Big swing and a miss for strike two. Trying to turn on that low and inside offering. Fastball blown by him at 98. Hardest we've seen from Pinales so far. First appearance of this series by Eric Pinales. Thin right-hander sets. And time called right as he went into his leg kick. Automatic ball has been called on Pinales. Took too long. So the count moves to 3-2 on Goldfarb. Luke Brown, the runner on second, itching to run as Goldfarb looks to make it a 3-run game. Now time called again. Requested by Goldfarb in that left-handed box. Pinales resting the glove against his left thigh, has the signal, comes set. Stares down Brown. The pitch is taken inside for ball four, and Goldfarb draws a walk. So a pair of walks now here in the sixth for the Marauders. Now Sergio Campagna will be the man to try and take advantage, seize the opportunity. Manager Andrew Graham sitting in that captain's chair at the front end of the dugout for the Flying Tigers. That high bench seat up against the front railing, looking on at the action. Pinales deals to Campagna, who swings and misses, chasing that slider low. Eduardo Valencia, the catcher, again signaling to his battery mate on the mound. He looks into his hat again, that signal card. Luke Brown on second. Jacob Goldfarb on first for the Marauders. We have a 2-0 lead here in the sixth. Game one of a doubleheader in Lakeland. The pitch. Campagna swings and misses for strike two. Went back to the slider. Lights are coming on here in Lakeland now. White Towers ringing the playing field and the seating bowl. Thomas off and on again. Cloudy day. The 0-2 from Pinales. Low and outside, wasted a slider. Couldn't get Campagna to go after that one. Right-hander nods to the signal from Valencia. With two men aboard, the pitch, just swinging a high pop-up, shallow right field. Rothenberg, the first baseman, out, backpedaling onto the grass, and now into foul territory. He makes the catch. Inning over, the Marauders strand a pair here in the sixth. We go to the bottom half. Bradenton still leading 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Rehabbing southpaw Joe Jakes on the pitch for the Marauders here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bradenton leading Lakeland 2-0. Here's Manuel Sequeira for the Flying Tigers. First pitch is cut on a missed. A nasty changeup from Jakes. So Jakes, native of the state of New Jersey, on for his second minor league rehab outing for the Marauders this week. Oh, one to the right-handed batting Sequeira. High and tight with a fastball for ball one. Low three quarters, maybe even sidearm slot by Jakes, the left-hander. Set below the belt. He deals. And the pitch is cut on a missed for strike two. There's the changeup again. You might as well consider it pretty much a straight sidearm delivery by Jakes. Ready with the 1-2 to Sequeira. Swing and a miss. He got him. Four pitches for the strikeout to open up the bottom of the sixth.
Number 10.
Final line for Marauders starter Po Yu Chen today. One of the best starts of his career. Five scoreless innings, allowed only two hits, walked one, and matched his career high with seven strikeouts. He's in line for the win. Roberto Campos, next man up. First pitch comes onto the inside corner for strike one. Campos bailing out of the way a bit. Pitch catching the edge of the zone, though. Jakes working quickly. Here he is with the 0-1. Campos swings, lifts this one to right field. Brown charging to his left and makes the catch. Full stride. Good read by Brown for two quick outs here in the sixth inning. Joe Jakes stands 6'4", 210 pounds. Made all 37 of his appearances last season at AAA Indianapolis. 27-year-old from the Garden State on for his second appearance of the series. Pitches high to Mike Rothenberg, the switch hitter, who will turn around and bat right-handed for the first time today. Jakes with a 1-0. Check swing. Rothenberg thought about it. Pitch called a strike at the knees. Bases empty, two away for the Flying Tigers, who trail the Marauders by two here in the bottom of the sixth. First game of a doubleheader. The offering, swinging a fly ball right field toward the line. Brown hustling after it, and he comes up short up against the sidewall and disappearing partially from our view here in the booth. Mike Brown was having to be cautious approaching that sidewall full speed ahead. Might have been slightly out of his reach anyway. Count is 1-2. Jakes lifts his leg and deals the pitch. It is swung on and missed for strike three. Three up and three down by Joe Jakes for the second time in his many outings. We head to the seventh. Marauders looking for insurance runs. They lead here in game one, 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Blake Holub is on the pitch for the Flying Tigers. We approach the seventh inning here in Lakeland. First game of a doubleheader. Bradenton leading 2-0. And 2, 3, and 4 in the Marauders' order. Coming up against the big right-hander. Davies Nadal stands in. Pitched by Holub. It is a fastball strike at the knees. So a clean sixth inning with a pair of strikeouts for Joe Jakes. Second rehab outing. Minor league rehab assignment in a Marauders uniform. Taking over and strong relief for Po Yu Chen, who went 5 scoreless today. Holub, right-hander from Houston, Texas, delivers, and Nadal looks at strike 2 at the knees. Numbers for Holub this season are not great. 8 appearances, 19 and a third innings, an ERA of 11.17. Call's been overturned, by the way, as Davies Nadal challenges. Overturned to ball one. 1-1 pitch now. Swinging a foul off his own leg. Rolls out to Holub. He barehands it. Discards it out of play. Well, both the hits and the walks have been culprits. For Blake Holub, 30 hits allowed over those 19 and a third innings. And also 16 walks allowed. So trying to iron some things out as he goes into his ninth appearance of his professional career. 1-2, Nadal swings, it's a soft flare, shallow left, falls in for a base hit. That one hung up there a long time, and he was able to drop it halfway in between the outfielders and infielders. So a little bloop single by Davies Nadal, his first hit of the afternoon. That brings up Rodolfo Nolasco, 0-for-2 with a walk. Wind shifting a little, blowing in from right field at the moment. Mostly sunny skies. Here's a pickoff move to first. Nadal dives back safely. Now a big, huge cloud rolling in front of the sun, shading the entire playing field. Holub deals, and a check swing by Nolasco. Did he go? No, he did not. Home crowd can't believe it. Looked like Davies Nadal thought about running on that pitch, but had a little bit of a hitch in his step and couldn't get going. And now a conversation between catcher Eduardo Valencia and the plate umpire Alex Lowry. Manager Andrew Graham talking to Lowry from the home dugout on the first base side. And looks like multiple members of the Flying Tigers dugout are letting the home plate umpire hear it. Nadal inches off first base into his lead. 1-0 pitch, there he goes. Pitch is swung on and popped foul out of the park on the first base side. Nadal stole second base last time on the base paths. A walk in the fifth with one away, took second. Later scored on a Jace Bowen single. Bowen's RBI single in the fifth. Luke Brown's RBI single in the second, accounting for both runs in this game. 1-1, Nadal not moving. Swing and a miss by Nolasco. Final totals, by the way, for Eric Pinales in his lone inning of relief work for Lakeland. One inning. Walk two, struck out two. Everything else, zero. Runner breaks, pitch is high, throw to second by Valencia. Not nearly in time and offline again as Davies Nadal slides in safely. Second steal in as many tries. During my time broadcasting in the AA Eastern League, had an official scorer in Trenton, New Jersey by the name of Jay Dunn, and that was his catchphrase when reading out pitcher's final lines. There was a line of zeros in a pitcher's results. The end of his phrasing would be, everything else, zero. Good clean way, an easy way of phrasing it. And pitch came, but looks like automated ball has been assessed into the count here on Nolasco. Count moves to 3-2 on the pitch clock violation by Blake Haloub. 3-2 pitch. Nolasco takes for strike three at the knees. Third time that Nolasco has been rung up on strikes. Chase Bone will step into the box. Sun reappearing for a moment. Another huge cloud passing by the sun. Bringing a moving chunk of shade over the playing field. Full sunshine. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Good block by Valencia. Keeps it in front. Chase Bowen in the box. RBI single last time up. Before that, a fly out to right field and a strikeout swinging. Can only imagine with the changing weather conditions out there, the various wardrobe changes fans keep having to go through in the seating bowl out there. I've seen it various times. Hoodies and raincoats and ponchos. Then it's back to the short sleeves. And the next moment, it's back to the long sleeves, the hoodies. It's one of those days here in Florida where you never know. Davies Nadal on second base with one away. Marauders leading 2-0 here in the seventh. Haloub with a pitch to Bowen. And that slider drops a bit low. Ball two. Bowen's and Brown's RBI singles, giving the Marauders this 2-0 lead. Plenty to back Po Yu Chen's 5 scoreless innings on the mound. The pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded through the left side. Base hit into left field. Nadal got a head start as he was breaking on the pitch, and he comes in to score easily. No throw. And Jace Bowen is in with his second RBI single of the day. 3-0 Marauders. Sometimes that's all it takes. Right place, right time. Jace Bowen punching that bouncing ball through the left side of the infield. Rise the third baseman Valise vacated to cover third on the steal. Here's Angel Basabe. The pitch, taken for a strike down the middle. Fastball up at 97 on the radar gun. Marauders looking for a game one victory here in the doubleheader today. Trying to stretch their lead further. The pitch. Basabe swings and stings a ground ball to the shortstop. Sakara juggles it a bit, goes to first with a throw in time to get a hustling Basabe. Up to second base goes Jace Bowen. Normal situation if Sakara is able to field that ball cleanly. Likely goes to second base with his throw to try and start a double play. Two outs with Bowen on first base, on second base. Here in the seventh, Brendan Dixon digs in. Haloub with the pitch. And Dixon looks at a slider strike. Fellow Texans squaring off here, pitcher and batter. Blake Haloub from Houston. Brendan Dixon from the small town of Argyle. Not far from Dallas-Fort Worth. The 0-1 pitch. Dixon lays off outside. Big presence on the mound, Blake Haloub, 6'6", 230 pounds. 15th round pick last year by the Tigers out of St. Edward's University in Texas. The 1-1 offering, swing and a foul back by Dixon. One One ball, two strikes. On the Marauders' third baseman, hitting sixth in the order in this game. Bradenton stretching its lead to 3-0 on the Bowen, run scoring single to left. He's on second now. The 1-2 pitch from Haloub, up and away, snap throw into second base, and Bowen just does dive in safely. Second baseman Gonzalez going tumbling head over heels over him as he grabs that ball. Snap throw from Valencia right on target, but Gonzalez had to come charging in toward the base and got his feet caught up underneath the incoming slide of Jace Bowen. Got upended. Now the 2-2 to Dixon. Breaking ball, taken low, ball three. Not an easy pitch to take. Dixon swinging the black bat today. Taps the edge of the plate with his bat. Upright stance from the right side. Here's the pitch from Haloub. Swinging a high fly ball, left center field. Campos center fielder back into the gap. And he gives way to his left fielder, Chuck Cohn, who makes the grab. The inning is over. Marauders had a run, though, on the Bowen RBI single, his second of the day. 3-0 Bradenton with 3 outs to go for the victory. We'll be right back here in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
In search of three more outs, rehabbing minor leaguer Joe Jakes returns for his second inning of work today for the Marauders. Bottom of the seventh, game one of a doubleheader. Here is Esne Chacon. First pitch swinging. He misses a slider badly for strike one. Joe Jakes, sidearming left-hander, pitched last season to AAA Indianapolis on minor league rehab assignment. He kicks and deals. Bunt shown by Chacon. Pulls back and takes a pitch just off the plate away. Clouds moving in front of the sun again here at the bottom of the seventh in Lakeland. Pitch by Jakes. Swung on and roped into left field for a base hit just out of the leaping reach of the shortstop, Davies Nadal. Not the start to the inning that Jakes wanted, with Marauders looking for just three more quick outs. Eduardo Valencia 0-2 this afternoon. Will bat next. Like a curtain being pulled back. Shade giving way to sunshine yet again here in Lakeland. Pitch by Jakes. Valencia swings big and misses. Clouds of various textures and patterns and thicknesses of cloud cover. Intermittently giving way to sunshine here today. The 0-1 from Jakes. Up and in under the hands, a ball. Even saw a couple of brief rain showers during the second inning. Thankfully short-lived. No stoppage of play. A look at first by Jakes. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into Gold Farm's mitt. Marauders looking for three more outs here in the game one of the doubleheader. Looking to pull even in this series, two games apiece. Valencia asks for time, readjusting the Velcro on his batting gloves. Black and white batting gloves. He settles back in. Jakes with a 1-2 toss. That is taken inside by a bit. Marauders outfielders playing Valencia straight away. And the toss, 2-2, swung on and popped way up into the sky, middle of the infield. Second baseman Jarvis moving in and near the mound makes the catch. Practically standing on the mound by the time he grabs it. One away. Alvaro Gonzalez will bat next. Reached on a dropped catch error in center field by Campagna in the second. Did not come back to hurt the Marauders. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Runner on first with one down. Jakes steps toward first and throws on a pickoff. Chacon back standing up. Joe Jakes showing the high black socks. Gray pants cuffed below the knees. And the pitch. Strike up in the zone. 0-1 on Gonzalez. First of a doubleheader here this afternoon. Marauders lead 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch, low and inside. Alvaro Gonzalez, a switch hitter, batting right-handed for the first time today. First two at-bats came against right-hander Poyu Chen. Five scoreless innings for Chen today. The offering, swinging a ground ball to third. This could do it. Dixon goes to Jarvis at second for one. Jarvis to first in time. 5-4-3 around the horn, and that's your ball game. The Marauders win game one of today's doubleheader here in Lakeland. A final score of 3-0. Poyu Chen and Joe Jakes teaming up on the seven-inning shutout of the Lakeland Flying Tigers. The victorious Marauders will high-five over the center of the diamond. We will step aside, and when we come back, a brief postgame segment for you before we get ready for game two of the doubleheader here at Publix Field. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome to an abridged version of the Marauders postgame show. Game one of today's doubleheader in Lakeland going well in the Marauders' favor. A final score of 3-0. A beautifully pitched and well-played game for Bradenton in this victory. Here's how game one went down today. Top of the second inning, an RBI single to left field by Luke Brown drove home Brendan Dixon, who had doubled with one out in the inning. Marauders added another run in the fifth on a Jace Bowen line drive single to left center, making it 2-0. And the Marauders capped their scoring in the top of the seventh on another Jace Bowen RBI single. This time a little trickler through the left side of the infield, scoring Davies Nadal from second. He was in motion on that pitch. So the Marauders' offense firing on all the right cylinders here in game one. Pitching, in the meantime, was absolutely phenomenal. Poyu Chen, with five scoreless innings, allowed only two hits, both singles. Make that one double, actually. Still only two hits allowed for Chen over his five scoreless. He walked only one and matched his career high with seven strikeouts. Left-hander Joe Jakes on minor league rehab assignment. Two scoreless innings, working around a hit in the ninth inning. and got a game-ending double play, 5-4-3 around the horn, as the Marauders take the opener of the twin bill. Here are the happy totals in this game for the Marauders. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 9 men on base and went 4-for-10 with runners in scoring position. And for the Flying Tigers, 0 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They left 4 men on base and went 0-for-6 with men in scoring position. The win goes to Po Yu Chen, his first of the season. He is now 1-4. The loss goes to Jackson Job, his first decision of his professional career. He is 0-1. Save goes to Joe Jakes, a two-inning save with his 2 scoreless innings. Time of game, 1 hour and 55 minutes here in the 7-inning contest. At the time of first pitch, it was 81 degrees and mostly cloudy, with sun and shade and even a little bit of rain coming and going throughout the ballgame. So with their win, the Marauders improved to 22-27. With their loss, Flying Tigers dropped to 23-26. We will step aside for now, but keep your eyes peeled on Marauders social media, in particular the Twitter account, @_Marauders. We'll be sharing the Marauders Game 2 lineup briefly, and we'll be giving you further information on when we have an official game start time. It'll be approximately 30 minutes from now. But till then, we'll have an abridged pregame show also coming up right before first pitch of Game 2, so please join us for that a little bit later on. But so long for now. Be back in about half an hour. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders. Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders.
Yeah.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland. Spencer Smith back with you on this Saturday evening here in Central Florida. Marauders won game one of tonight's doubleheader. Final score of 3-0. Some excellent pitching from Po-Yu Chen and Joe Jakes. And some nice hitting from Jace Bowen. 2-for-4 with a couple of run-scoring singles. And Luke Brown with an RBI single as well in the game one 3-0 victory. Here in game two, left-hander Brant Herder, Tigers' number 29 prospect, as rated by Baseball America, gets the start for the homestanding Flying Tigers against right-hander Carlos Jimenez, who will go for the Marauders. Quickly running through the Marauders' lineup here in game two, center fielder Sergio Campagna leads off with shortstop Davis Nadal batting second. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco hits third. The DH is Jace Bowen batting cleanup. Catcher in this one is Grant Cook. He bats fifth. Third baseman Brendan Dixon bats sixth. First baseman Alexander Mojica bats seventh after getting the rest in game one. Left fielder Randy Romero bats eighth. And second baseman Mike Jarvis bats ninth for the Marauders. We will meet the Flying Tigers defense momentarily and we'll introduce the starting lineup to you for the Flying Tigers a little bit later. As we're quickly underway, Sergio Campagna steps toward home plate and both teams switching up the uniforms here in game two, as is customary in a twin bill. Marauders going to the road grays here for the second game. Flying Tigers are going with the navy blue alternate jerseys. Waiting for Marauders catcher Grant Cook to clear the field, coming in from the bullpen beyond right center. Here's the windup in the game's first pitch, a swing and a miss by Campagna, and we're underway in game two, right on schedule, 7.05 p.m. 81 degrees here at the time of first pitch. 0-1 is cut on and missed for strike two on Campagna. Brant Herder comes from Canton, Georgia. Seventh round pick last year by the Tigers out of Georgia Tech. 0-2. That is just off the plate away for ball one. Ridiculously good numbers for Brant Herder this season. 2.01 ERA is where we'll begin. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Got him on the slider. Let's meet the Flying Tigers defense behind Herder. Outfield left to right consists of Austin Schultz, Kingston Liniac, and Roberto Campos. On the infield, Carlos Mendoza plays third base. Isaac Pacheco at shortstop, Alvaro Gonzalez at second base. Justice Bigby, the first baseman, and Mike Rothenberg catching. Here's Davis Nadal showing bunt, popped up back to the mound, and caught easily by Brant Herder, who didn't even have to move a muscle. Two gone quickly for the Marauders here in the first. Rodolfo Nolasco to the plate next. Into his windup, Herder, and the pitch. Check swing. Nolasco couldn't hold up. Strike one. Nolasco went 0-for-3 with a walk in game one. Struck out three times. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a slow bouncer back to the mound. Herder picks it up, spins glove side, throws to first in time, and he makes quick work of the Marauders here in the first inning of game two. No scores. We move to the bottom of the first here at Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here in Lakeland, game two of the doubleheader today works into the bottom of the first inning. And we meet right-hander Carlos Jimenez on the mound for the Marauders. Before we go into Carlos Jimenez's numbers, let's meet the Flying Tigers lineup here in the nightcap. Shortstop Isaac Pacheco leads off. Third baseman Carlos Mendoza bats second. Right fielder Roberto Campos hits third. First baseman Justice Bigby bats cleanup. DH Donnyurys De La Cruz bats fifth, with catcher Mike Rothenberg batting sixth. Alvaro Gonzalez plays second base. He is batting seventh. Center fielder Kingston Liniac bats eighth. And left fielder Austin Schultz bats ninth for the Flying Tigers. So Carlos Jimenez on the season, 7 appearances, 4 starts, 3.09 his ERA. He is holding opponents to a 2.28 batting average, striking out a remarkable 38 batters over 23 and a third innings. So Jimenez, who's brought in a good display of off-speed pitching this season, looks to avoid some big bats in this Flying Tigers order. And this is a real turning point, potentially, of this 6-game series between these West Division rivals. The Marauders, with their Game 1 win tonight, tying the series at 2 wins apiece for these two teams. Win this one, the Marauders give themselves a chance of it at least a series split. Lose this one, and the Marauders find their backs up against the wall, facing another potential series loss tomorrow. So we go to the bottom of the first here. Carlos Jimenez facing Isaac Pacheco, big left-handed hitter. Wind up by Jimenez, and the pitch taken low, dropped by Cook. Ball one. The Marauders went down in order quickly in the top half of the first inning. Strikeout, pop out, ground out. Next pitch to Pacheco is onto the inside corner, strike one. Low 80s temperatures at the moment, cloudy overhead. Jimenez rocks and deals. Jaco swings big and bounces it to the first baseman Mojica, who smothers it into his chest and runs into the base himself. For the first out, let's meet the Marauders defense here in Game 2. Outfield left to right is Randy Romero, Sergio Campana, Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Brendan Dixon at third base, Davies Nadal at shortstop, Mike Jarvis at second base, Alexander Mojica, whom we just met, at first base, and Grant Cook, the catcher. Here's Carlos Mendoza facing a drawn-in third baseman Dixon. Will drop down a bunt. Not showing bunt here. He takes low and inside. Jimenez in the mid-90s with that fastball. Also brings the slider and changeup. Changeup especially impressive this season. The 1-0. This is low for ball two. Carlos Mendoza, big on-base guy. On-base percentage, well over 400 on the season. Left-handed batter gets the 2-0, takes high and inside for ball three. We've referred to it multiple times throughout the week. Certainly doesn't help facts for opposing pitchers that Mendoza stands just 5'7" at the plate. Small strike zone to work with. 3-0 is at the letters for a called strike. Bases empty with one away. No score, bottom of the first inning in Game 2 of the doubleheader. The pitch taken on the inner half for strike two. Craig Mendoza thought about challenging the call. Count full from Jimenez to Mendoza. Right-hander has the signal. His windup, the payoff pitch, swung on and flared back to the mound. Jimenez wants it and makes the catch on that funky spinning baseball. Hit all of about 50 feet or so into the air. And Carlos Mendoza retired, out number two. Not very frequently you see that. A couple of pop-outs to the pitcher in such close proximity to one another. Davies Nadal popped a bunt attempt back up to the pitcher. Top of the first, Carlos Mendoza does so on a little weak swing. Here at the bottom of the first. First pitch to Roberto Campos. Misses upstairs. Base is empty with two away. Righty on righty. Campos draping the bat over his right shoulder. Hands quiet. 1-0. Swing and a miss through a breaking ball. Roberto Campos sporting a .249 batting average, 3 home runs, 20 RBI. Here's the pitch. That skips in the dirt low and outside. Sun trying ever so hard to peek out from behind the clouds. Arthur in the early going of game two. The 2-1 from Jimenez. Outside, ball three. Very dark and ominous clouds in the distance beyond right field. Those are passing by us, though. Now beyond center. Slightly less menacing looking clouds. Remaining hopeful that we'll stay dry the rest of the night. 3-1 pitch is swung on and bounced to third, but foul. Now for those who missed out on the game one action today, for a good amount of time in the top of the second inning, the Marauders put together a little mini rally. Off and on drizzles of substantial amounts. Play never stopped, though. Field got a little bit wet, but nothing too treacherous. Thankfully remained dry the rest of the way for game one, hoping for similar luck here in game two tonight. Now the 3-2 from Jimenez to Campos is taken low and outside for ball four. That brings up Justice Bigby. A little glimpse at Carlos Jimenez's last start last week against Fort Myers. Allowed four runs, a season high, on four hits. Still managed to strike out nine, though, which matched his career high. Gave over four innings of work out of the bullpen. Righty on righty. Here's the pitch to Bigby. He swings through a slider, a strike. That last Jimenez appearance came as the piggyback man out of the bullpen behind Anthony Solomito, making his debut that night last Friday. Here's the set. Long pause by Jimenez. The 0-1 to Bigby. Swinging a slow dribbler toward third. Charging Dixon. Jimenez picks it up. Fires to first. It is in time to get Bigby, who was not running all that hard. So a runner left stranded by Lakeland here in the first. No scores. We enter the second. Here in game two of the doubleheader. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Teams held scoreless in their respective halves of the first inning, so here we are in the second. Jace Bowen goes after the first pitch and swings and flies it foul into the first base side seats. 0-1 the count to begin the visitors' half of the second inning. Spencer Smith with you from Publix Field in Lakeland. Game two of a doubleheader. The Marauders won the opener today by a final of 3-0. Wind up and the pitch by Brant Herter. Swing and a miss by Bowen through a changeup. Georgia native left-hander deals the 0-2, and Bowen takes one just off the outside corner. Marauders went down in order, 1-2-3 in the first, looking for their first base runner of this contest. The pitch, swing and a miss, and down goes Bowen, tied up in the inside fastball. One away for Bradenton.
Now batting number 17, Grant Cook.
Grant Cook to the plate next. Brant Herter, one of a good handful of men who on this Flying Tigers roster rank within the Tigers top 30 prospect rankings by Baseball America. First one to Cook misses up and away. Herter, a fast worker, 1-0, swing and a foul back by Cook. Baseball America has Brant Herter at number 29 among a Tigers organization prospects. Next pitch, swinging a cracked bat, fly ball to the straightaway center. Kingston Liniak with an easy play. Routine catch made for out number two. Bigger crowd is filtered in here for game two. Stands filling up nicely. We're probably looking at the biggest crowd of the week so far. Here's Herter with the pitch. And a breaking ball into the zone, a strike on Brendan Dixon. Mm-hmm. The windup and the 0-1. Dixon swings and slashes one foul down the right field line. Baseball America remarking that Brant Herter has regained his pre-Tommy John surgery form. Fastball sitting in the low 90s for the most part. Next pitch just outside. Awfully close. Sinker for Herter tends to be more of a weak contact generator, more than a swing and miss pitch. Here's a swing and a pop-up out of play, first base side again. Baseball America rates Herter's slider and changeup as both average. Pair well with one another, though. Next offering, swing and a tapper foul. Dixon stays alive. One ball, two strikes on the Marauders' third baseman. Sixth hitter in the order. No score, top of the second here in game two. Herter with a 1-2 again. Dixon takes a backdoor curve for strike three, and the inning is over. Backdoor slider, actually, as Dixon either way is set down on strikes. We're through 1.5 here in Lakeland. Game two, the doubleheader. No score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Neither team has scored just yet here in game two of tonight's doubleheader. Still early on, we go to the bottom of the second inning. Marauders righty Carlos Jimenez was able to work around a two-out walk for a scoreless first. Throw down to second base by catcher Grant Cook. Here we go for the bottom of the second. Catcher, rather designated hitter, although he is a catcher by trade. Donnie Urizela Cruz comes to the plate. Righty-on-righty matchup. Carlos Jimenez into that windup. And the pitch to De La Cruz. That's taken knee-high for a strike. 5-6-7 in the order for Lakeland. Donnie Urizela De La Cruz followed by Mike Rothenberg and Alvaro Gonzalez. Jimenez showing the high black socks on the mound. Winds up and fires. And that one low. Maybe a bit outside for ball one. Donnie Urizela De La Cruz, 21-year-old from Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. 1-1. Swing and a bouncer, foul, third baseline. Manager Andrew Graham fielding it on the rebound off the sidewall. Gray clouds floating everywhere overhead here in Lakeland. Not dropping any precipitation at the moment, though. The 1-2. Big breaking ball from Jimenez. Froze him. Strike three. Donny Urys de la Cruz can't pull the trigger. And Carlos Jimenez, with that big curveball, gets his first strikeout of the night. That brings to the dish the switch-hitting Mike Rothenberg, batting left-handed. Outfield straight away against Rothenberg. The pitch, swing and a miss out in front of a changeup. Infield shading Rothenberg ever so slightly to the pole side as he bats left-handed. The 0-1. Check swing at the changeup low and outside. Able to hold up. Jimenez. Rocks and fires. Next pitch is high. 2-1 the count. Some scores from elsewhere in the Florida State League coming your way shortly. 2-1 from Jimenez. Rothenberg takes a ball dropped by Cook. Goes rolling back behind the backstop. Rule the ball 3-1. Fort Myers leading Tampa 5-1. That game at the top of the sixth inning down in Fort Myers. 3-1 pitch. Misses high for ball four. Mike Rothenberg, a man pretty adept at drawing walks. Gets a one-out free pass here in the second. Other action in the FSL tonight. Has been canceled. A couple of postponements between Jupiter and Palm Beach at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on the Atlantic side. Inclement weather over there. Canceled contest tonight in Port St. Lucie between the St. Lucie Mets and Daytona Tortugas. Here's Alvaro Gonzalez. Pitch by Jimenez. High and inside. Now the throwback from the catcher gets away. Backed up by the Marauders middle infield. Sun piercing through the clouds on the third base side of the stadium. Casting thin streaks of sunshine across the infield. Almost the entire outfield bathed in sunlight. Jimenez deals the 1-0. Gonzalez lays off high for ball two. Jimenez finding some difficulty in locating the strike zone. So a whole slew again of postponements and cancellations elsewhere in the league tonight. Another game is currently in progress, though. Dunedin and Clearwater tied at 1 in the fourth inning. Next offering outside for ball three, 3-0. Saw Carlos Jimenez last time out throw quite a few pitches, 82 pitches in his four innings. Not an ideal pitch count, ballpark amount there. 3-0 to Gonzalez, taking all the way up and away for ball four. Trouble unfolding, manager, or rather pitching coach, Roman Bazzardo coming out for a mound visit. And really, if there continues to be one theme throughout the season for Carlos Jimenez, yes, he has given up his fair share of hits at times. But we keep seeing, despite the strong strikeout numbers, some higher than ideal pitch count totals, and at times the walk numbers will creep up as well. Season high in walks for Carlos Jimenez is 5. Walked 5 a few weeks ago in Jupiter. Just looking up and down the game-by-game results for Jimenez, routinely seeing a greater pitch count total than one would like to see compared to how many innings he throws that particular night. So again, the 82 pitch count last time out over 4 innings. Threw 69 pitches in that Jupiter outing over 2 2/3 innings. 72 pitches thrown over 3 1/3 innings the previous week against Tampa. And the list goes on. He's trying to be more economical, bottom line, with his pitch count. Here's Kingston Liniak, right-handed hitter. First and second, one gone. The pitch, Liniak backed off the plate by one high and inside. A lot of these pitches are nowhere close to the zone from Jimenez. back-to-back. One-out walks to Rothenberg and Gonzalez on second and first base, respectively. And the 1-0. Liniac takes inside. That one closer. Ball two. Jimenez snapping at the ball with his gloves. He gets it back from Cook. Trying to locate something in the zone. The 2-0 pitch. Swinging a roller to short. This could be two. Nadal grabs it. Flips a second for one. Jarvis throws to first. Much too late. And it looks like Davies Nadal had some extra action there before getting rid of the ball. That cost the Marauders. They do get the force play at second base, though, for the second out of the inning. So that puts runners on the corners as Rothenberg advances to third on the play. Number nine man in the order, Austin Schultz. Here's a set by Jimenez. Right-hander's first toss to Schultz. Swinging a drive out of play down the right field line. Well, many listening tonight can easily remember Yvonne Rodriguez, longtime major league catcher, who, of course, had a stopover in Detroit for a few years. Had a build of about 5'9", 200 pounds. That is the measurements for Austin Schultz. A lot of lower body strength. And this right-handed batter by the looks of it. The 0-1 pitch. Schultz takes just below the knees a ball. That lower half of Austin Schultz. Those are some tree trunk legs. I'm sure will lead to some solid power numbers moving forward in his career. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on and belted down the left field line. Foul. So right on cue. Even though he pulled it foul, Schultz putting a jolt into that ball. One ball, two strikes the count. Carlos Jimenez trying to get fully back on track. One strike away from escaping the jam. Mike Rothenberg at third. Kingston Liniac on first base. The 1-2 pitch is swung on, rolled to third. Dixon backhands it. Long throw across to first. Not in time. Scoring from third on the play is Rothenberg. And the Flying Tigers take a 1-0 lead. Kingston Liniac broke for second on the play. That didn't end up making a difference. And so an infield single with an RBI for Austin Schultz. Flying Tigers draw first blood in this one. Big difference maker in that one. Dixon's throw right on the money. That ball just hit too slowly to get to Dixon in time for him to make a play. So first and second, two gone for Isaac Pacheco, a dangerous hitter. Pitch to the left-handed batter, low and outside. Knocked down by Cook. Marauders trying to pull ahead in this series. 3-2 with a win in this one. Also continue to push their record back up toward the 500 mark. The 1-0. Swing and a foul back. The Flying Tigers, meanwhile, are one game closer to 500. Lakeland 23-26. Marauders at 22-27. Standings in the Florida State League at the moment. See the Marauders tied for fourth place, 11 games out of first place. Jimenez looks at second, deals the 1-1. Pacheco swings, lifts it to shallow left center. This is trouble. Coming in and making the catch. The left fielder Romero, and the inning is over. So the damage kept to a minimum. Just the one run for the Flying Tigers here in the second on the infield single. 1-0 Tigers, though, as we go to the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
One of the fastest workers in the Florida State League, we're beginning to learn, left-hander Brant Herter. Back to the mound for the third inning here in Lakeland. He deals to Alexander Mojica, who takes a fastball strike. Center cut. Alexander Mojica on a 10-game hitless streak. The pitch, swing and a foul off the catcher's shin guards. Count quickly 0-2 in the Marauders' first baseman, hitting seventh in the order. Wind up by Herter, and the lefty's 0-2, taken low and outside. Looked like a changeup that time. Mojica, during his 10-game hitless spell, 0-30, including 14 strikeouts. 1-2, swinging a hard ground ball to the second baseman, Gonzalez. He gloves it cleanly and throws to first in time. One away, so that's a step back in the right direction for Mojica, who really hasn't even been making hard contact very much lately. Not a lot of balls put into play with authority. Not that hard smash, hopefully an indication of some better things to come for Mojica. Up next, Randy Romero with one away. First offering, taken just outside. 7-up and 7-down by Brant Herter. Big lefty, tosses the 1-0. Romero swings and bounces it past the mound, up the middle. Shortstop Pacheco is sliding. Grab, throw to first is in time to get Romero. What a play by Isaac Pacheco, taking an infield single away from Randy Romero, and they're two away. Not an easy play, especially on a speedster like Randy Romero. Here comes Mike Jarvis, trying to break up the left-hander's momentum. Herter into his windup. Jarvis takes a looping breaking ball, nowhere close, high and outside. Flying Tigers lead 1-0. RBI infield single by Austin Schultz, the difference. Came in the bottom of the second. Next pitch, swung on, rope down the left field line. Fair ball and headed to the corner. Jarvis around first. He is heading to second base. Digging up the ball in left field is Schultz, and Jarvis takes a small turn around second, stopping there with a two-out double. So that ends a string of 8 straight retired by Brant Herter to begin his start tonight. And the Marauders have the tying run in scoring position for Sergio Campagna. Campagna went 0-3 with a walk in game one today. The pitch, Campagna takes a backdoor breaking ball for a strike. Here's the set by Herter. Big lefty looks back at second. The 0-1. Swing and a miss by Campagna. Out in front of the off-speed. And an 0-2 hole. Marauders trying to take advantage of this two-out man in scoring position. Herter ready. He delivers the 0-2. Swinging a bouncer to short by Campagna. Pacheco scoops it up. Throw to first. On target. And the inning is over. So the Marauders leave Jarvis on second base here in the third inning. We head to the bottom half. Flying Tigers lead 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Carlos Jimenez looking for a cleaner inning this time around. Game two of the doubleheader in Lakeland rolls into the bottom of the third. And with Lakeland leading 1-0, Carlos Jimenez trying to keep this game close for the Marauders. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to Publix Field in Lakeland. Aside from a brief drizzle of rain in the second inning of game one, weather has cooperated tonight. Intermittent flashes of sunshine piercing through the clouds. We're experiencing that right now as we're nearing the golden hour here in Lakeland. 2-3-4 in the order for the Flying Tigers. Carlos Mendoza leads off. Corners playing in. A threat to bunt here is Mendoza. Pitch, a swing and a fly ball to left field. Fairly deep. Romero sprinting back. He is onto the near edge of the warning track, making the catch for the first out. And a group of excited kids on the left field berm out there started to congregate toward the wall behind where Romero was running, anticipating that ball coming onto the berm. Ballpark held it, though. One out for Roberto Campos. Jimenez into his motion and the toss. Swinging at this fastball. Fouls it back off the screen. RBI infield single by Austin Schultz has given Lakeland this 1-0 lead. That came in the second inning. 0-1. Slider swinging a ground ball. Foul down the third base line. Andrew Graham, Flying Tigers manager, coaching at third. Knocks it down. And slips it under the screen down there to a little girl in a pink shirt in the front row of seats. 0-2 pitch from Jimenez. Breaking ball just high for ball one. Campos a good eye. And for, tell you what, an 18-year-old. Very polished approach at the plate. The 1-2, breaking ball. That one's even higher. Ball two. Not a lot of chases from Campos. He worked the count full before drawing a walk in the first inning. His first plate appearance. The 2-2 on its way from Jimenez. Swing and a pop-up towards shallow right. Mojica out. Right fielder Nolasco in. Nolasco gives way to Mojica, who makes the over-the-shoulder catch in foul territory. Just a couple of feet shy of the sidewall where the stands jut out toward the line. Alexander Mojica, good wherewithal, had his senses about him, knowing the sidewall was approaching. It's a big out number two here in the third inning on a tough hitter. Just as Bigby stands in next. Crouching right-handed stance for the tall first baseman. The toss. That misses a little high. Bigby hit a little trickler to the third base side of the mound. Picked up by Jimenez last time. Threw him out at first, ending the inning. Next one, swinging a liner. Pass shortstop into left center for a base hit. Bigby slashes that one for a single. His first hit of the night. Now here comes Donny Urys de la Cruz. Wind gently blowing in from center field. Much calmer than it was earlier today. Jimenez deals. Pitch is swung on and hit high in the air. Center field, Campagna looking up into the sky. Does he see it? Yes, he does. Taps his leg with his glove and makes the catch. Four out number two. He and Rodolfo Nolasco having some good-natured fun out there as the inning comes to an end. We're through three here at Lakeland. Flying Tigers lead 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th,
and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland. We go to the fourth inning here in game two of the doubleheader between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. Lakeland leads 1-0. Flying Tigers got an RBI infield single from Austin Schultz in the second. That still holds up as the home team's one-run lead. For the Marauders, 2-3-4 here in the fourth inning. Davies Nadal to start things. Left-hander Brent Herter winds up and delivers. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Nadal tried to bunt his way aboard in the first inning. Popped it up back to the pitcher. Caught. Pitch low and outside by Herter for ball one. Herter a fast worker. Here he comes with a 1-1. Nadal swings and bounces it to first. Right there for it is Bigby. And he trots it to the base himself for the first out. Brent Herter underwent Tommy John surgery in 2019. Caused him to miss all the 2020 season. And if there had to be a season for pitchers to miss due to injury, 2020 certainly the year for it. Of course, the minor league baseball season that year did not happen due to the pandemic, and most college seasons are cut very short. Rodolfo Nolasco swings through the first pitch low, missing for strike one. Baseball runs the blood for the Herter family. Herter's dad, Brian, played ball at Wake Forest. Pitch misses outside for ball one. 1-1 on Nolasco. Bases empty and one away. Herter's mom, Stacy, also a collegiate athlete, played women's basketball at Wake Forest. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a tapper foul. Herter has proven reliable throughout the season for the Flying Tigers. He was, in fact, the opening night starter for Lakeland against Tampa. 1-2. Low and outside. Buried the changeup. Nolasco, good eye. Marauders trying to fight back from a 1-0 deficit here in the fourth inning. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Nolasco on the fastball. Not an overpowering fastball from Herter. He's been sitting from 90 to 92 with it tonight. That last one at 90. Marauders just have not been able to square it up. Just one base runner so far for Bradenton. Jace Bowen stands in and looks at a backdoor breaker for strike one. That lone base runner for the Marauders. Two-out double in the third by Mike Jarvis. He was left stranded. 0-1. Swinging a high drive out to deep left center field. This could get down for a hit. This ball is back, and this ball is onto the warning track for a base knock. Bowen coasted to second base with a double, and the throw from left center cut off in shallow left center field by the shortstop Pacheco. And so it's a ringing two-out double by Jace Bowen. Went almost to the same territory where we saw him hit his solo homer the other night. Bowen on Thursday night, a solo shot to left center. Just about that same spot, of course, a little deeper as it left the yard. Now Grant Cook with a chance to bring in that tying run. Bowen runs well, and Herter steps off the rubber as Cook requested time. Cook has his feet spread wide apart in that open stance from the right side. The pitch. Swinging a line drive up the middle. Base hit into center field. Bowen being waved home around third. A bobble in center field by Liniak, but that won't make a difference as it's a game-tying RBI single by Grant Cook. Locked at one here in the fourth inning.
Now batting number three, Brendan Dixon.
First RBI is a Marauder by Grant Cook. Comes in a good spot. And that line drive just out of the backhand reach of Alvaro Gonzalez, the second baseman up the middle. Here's Brendan Dixon. Pitch low and inside. He dances out of the way. Drops his bat in the process. Here's a set by the lefty above the belt. And the toss. 1-0 swung on, foul back. Marauders have tied the score here in the fourth inning. RBI singled to center by Grant Cook. Go-ahead run waits on first. And Cook as Dixon waits for the pitch. Pickoff to first base. Cook back in safely. Brendan Dixon went down looking at strike three in his first at-bat of this game. 1-1. Taken high for a ball. Late snap throw to first. Not nearly in time to get Cook. Just two career stolen bases for Grant Cook, by the way, in 207 minor league games. The 2-1. Dixon takes wide for ball three. All of a sudden, Brant Herter losing his feel for the off-speed stuff. Thick layer of dark gray clouds all across the outfield here in Lakeland. 3-1 pitch, swinging a liner down the right field line. Dixon watches this one go foul. Just by a couple of feet. We have remained dry to this point here in game two. The setting sun off to the third base side of the ballpark. Casting rays of sun into left field, stretching across to right center over toward the bullpens. The whole infield covered in shade, though. Nearing nighttime. And those dark gray clouds, we're hoping that it's nothing more than a little bit of shade and a little extra cooling. Even though we did have the brief rain showers in the second inning of game one, no stoppage in play, thankfully. Dixon settled in the box after the long foul ball down the line. 3-2, runner breaks, and Dixon takes ball four, just a tad low. A borderline pitch, ruled a ball by the ABS system, and the inning rolls along. Alexander Mojica will bat next, and for a guy who's really trying to turn his season around, this is a big spot in which you would love to see him come through. Score tied at one, top of the fourth inning, runners on first and second with two away. Herter has the signal, left-hander is ready. Long look back at second, pitch to Mojica, taken low, just barely below the knees for ball one. That's one thing that has not gone away from Mojica. Strong eye at the plate. Tapping the bat gently on his right shoulder as he gets the 1-0. Swing and a miss. And there he goes, chasing one slightly below the zone. And his inability to recognize breaking balls over the last couple of weeks have really seen that batting average plummet. The set. Herter with a 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Snap throw to second. Sails into center field. Runners are going to advance a base each. Well, that was a late and errant throw by the catcher, Mike Rothenberg, on the snap throw behind Grant Cook at second. So Cook takes third as the throw sails into center. And Brendan Dixon up to second base. Let's see if the Marauders can take advantage of this. Mike Rothenberg, charged with a throwing error, his second error of the season. Count is 1-2 on Mojica. Here's the set. The left-hander delivers, and Mojica swings and misses strike three. The inning is over. Two left in scoring position for Bradenton, and this game remains tied at one. We head to the bottom of the fourth here in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Score now tied at 1 here in Lakeland. Game 2 tonight's doubleheader. Carlos Jimenez back to the bump here in the bottom of the 4th. Pitch to Mike Rothenberg. There's a fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Flying Tigers got an RBI infield single from Austin Schultz in the 2nd. RBI single by Grant Cook in the 4th. Tied it for Bradenton. 0-1 to Rothenberg. There for a strike. 2 on another fastball. Rothenberg with a 5-pitch walk at his first plate appearance. Dark clouds looming ever larger over the ballpark now here in Lakeland. Jimenez has the signal. Now the windup and the 0-2 toss to Rothenberg. Buried in the dirt, couldn't get a chase. Marauders winning game one of today's doubleheader, 3-0. Combined shutout between Po Yu Chen and Joe Jakes, rehabbing lefty. 1-2 pitch, one hopper right back to the mound, and Carlos Jimenez runs it to the base himself, waving off Mojica for out number one. Well, sometimes near the pitcher and you feel the scorcher like that, especially with Jimenez reaching out to his glove side. You got that momentum and you've got that energy coursing through your veins. Sometimes you gotta let a pitcher have his moment there. One away for the Flying Tigers here in the 4th. Alvaro Gonzalez the batter. From the left side, he gets pitch number 1, swings and misses through the off-speed. There comes the windup. Right-hander's 0-1. Swing and a miss. Looked like the changeup there for strike 2. If you're listening tonight, good chance you're going to hear that whirring in the background. That's that large industrial-sized fan in the home dugout on the first base side. Blowing full force, helping keep players cool on this humid evening. Jimenez winds up and tosses the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Gonzalez. Strike 3. So far, this has been an un-Carlos Jimenez-like start, in that that is only his second strikeout as we play in his 4th inning. Jimenez is usually a guy who will rack up a lot more strikeouts in his typical outing. Tonight it's been a lot more weak contact, though. Kingston Liniak next up, right-handed hitting center fielder. Pitch swung on and smoked on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Liniak struggling in his couple of seasons for Lakeland this season. 147 his average. Still looking for that first home run, 8 RBI. And the chase is on after that foul ball up on the grass berm as it got thrown out of play. Base is empty with two outs. Here's Jimenez with the 0-1. Liniak takes a slow breaking ball inside. Break toward the zone. These guys are really getting dark overhead. Jimenez deals the 1-1. Slow breaker taken for strike two on the outside corner. Jimenez, what appeared to be the curveball that time. He's ahead of Liniak, 1-2. The windup. The pitch. Liniak swings and misses. Fooled on the slider for strike three. Carlos Jimenez with a clean fourth inning, including a pair of punch-outs. Round of the fifth here in Lakeland. Marauders and the Flying Tigers locked at one apiece. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tight game here. Game two of a doubleheader in Lakeland. The Marauders and the Flying Tigers tied at one. Left-hander Brant Herter pitching a solid ball game for Lakeland. He is back to pitch the fifth.
Leading off, number 26.
And for the Marauders, 8-9-1 in the order. Randy Romero will lead off. Brant Herter, 5 strikeouts tonight. This guy's very quickly getting darker overhead. Gray clouds looming above. Bunt shown by Romero. He pulls back and takes a strike. Third baseman Mendoza crashing as Romero squared to bunt. Stays even with the bag now. The 0-1, Romero not indicating bunt that time, takes outside. Marauders tied the score on an RBI single to center by Grant Cook in the fourth inning. The 1-1, up and away, breaking ball nowhere close. Flying Tigers had previously led 1-0. Run-scoring infield single by Austin Schultz in the second inning. 2-1, Romero swings and blasts a line drive up the middle, a base hit to left center. Romero thinking two out of the box, and he will slam on the brakes a third of the way to second base and make a U-turn, head back in, content with a leadoff single. Center fielder Liniak, a good job approaching that ball quickly and getting it in immediately. Well, Randy Romero, a guy you always have to think twice about when he gets onto the base paths. So some blinding speed on the bases here for Bradenton. Romero represents that go-ahead run as Mike Jarvis steps in. The offering up and away from Brant Herter for ball one. Over the last couple of innings, Herter has not been nearly as sharp with his command as he was in his first three innings. Herter retired 8 in a row before Mike Jarvis double was the Marauders' first base runner. He checks first, the pitch, swinging a ground ball to short, kicks off the glove of Pacheco, the shortstop, and rolls into shallow left. Everybody safe on the play, Romero up to second, and Mike Jarvis onto first base on what will likely be scored an error. So it's been an error on Pacheco, his 9th of the season. Little window of opportunity opening now for the Marauders. Two aboard with nobody out with the score locked at one. This has been such a sure-handed Lakeland team this week, and that error comes at a very inopportune time for the home team. Campagna showing bunt here. Pitch low and inside. He dances out of the way, and it appears he pulled back the bunt in time. It's not very frequent that you see these days a batter squaring around to show bunt so early on. Of course, the sacrifice bunt has basically gone the way of the dodo in the game of baseball over the last decade or so. He's squaring again. Corner infielder is coming in, and it's a fake. Takes low and inside for a ball. Campagna had made up his mind to fake it before the pitch even came. He's trying to draw those corner infielders in, maybe. Get a good pitch to hit and knock it by one of those corner men. Campagna surveying the scene, calling time. Now squaring around again, the count 2-0. The pitch. He tries a stab at it, but misses. Strike one. We've seen Campagna bunt for a base hit a couple of times. Sacrifice bunts, practically unheard of in the game last few years or so. The 2-1, swing and a miss for strike two. Marauders and Flying Tigers tied at one, top of the fifth inning, game two of a doubleheader. The pitch to Campagna, double steal coming. Pitch is strike three, throw to second is not in time. Jarvis swipes second, Romero takes third. Double steal for the Marauders gives Bradenton a prime opportunity here in the fifth inning, even with the strikeout looking. Campagna back to the dugout, and Nadal will step to the plate. Davies Nadal, 0 for 2 in this game. Brant Herter removing his hat. Checking the inside of that hat for the code card on the pitch calling signals with that runner peering in from second base. Infield up on the cut of the grass for Lakeland. Second and third, one out, score tied. Pitch to Nadal. Fastball outside corner for strike one. Rothenberg gives the signal to his battery mates. Big lefty sets and the pitch. Nadal swings and misses. Nasty slider biting low and outside from the lefty hitter. Nadal hitting himself on top of his helmet. Not happy with his decision. Trying to protect on 0-2, looking to put something into play. The 0-2 pitch. Nadal swings and grounds one to short, coming home with it. And out by a wide margin is Randy Romero, who was running on contact. And it looked like the tag actually got missed at first, but Romero gets tagged anyway in the chest by Rothenberg. Well, the Marauders are maybe banking on a bobble there by Pacheco. Didn't happen, though, so 6-2 on the putout as Nadal reaches on the fielder's choice. And up to third base goes Mike Jarvis. Rodolfo Nolasco, the hitter, pickoff to first and safe on the play. Oh, boy. Nadal almost picked off at first base. This is a chance that the Marauders would hate to miss out on. Nolasco looking for something to drive. The pitch taken for strike one on the outside corner. First and third with two outs for the Marauders. Score tied at one here in the fifth inning. Herter takes a long pause. Now a pickoff to first again. And, oh, safe on the play. First baseman Justice Bigby almost falling over the incoming dive of Nadal. Angry clouds rolling by overhead, darkening the scene. The pitch, runner breaks, a swing and a miss. And Nolasco has an 0-2 count as taking on second base uncontested is Davies Nadal, his third steal in this doubleheader. So he swipes second, not drawing a throw. Keeping in mind the runner on third, Jarvis. Rothenberg just holding on to it. 0-2 the count with two in scoring position. Herter fires, and the pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, and the Marauders miss out on a golden opportunity. We're through 4.5 here in this game. The Marauders and the Flying Tigers tied at one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more.
Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
For the second time this season, Marauders righty Carlos Jimenez works into the fifth inning. Score tied at one here in Lakeland, game two of a doubleheader. Here at the bottom of the fifth, Austin Schultz leads off. First pitch taken low. Warm and incredibly muggy evening here in Lakeland. Dark, threatening clouds overhead. Not dropping any rain at the moment. The 1-0 pitch. Slider busts into the zone for strike one. Home crowd did not like the call. One run, four hits for the Marauders. One run, two hits for the Flying Tigers. And now the strike call has been challenged and overturned. Count now 2-0 on Austin Schultz.
Call is overturned. Count is now 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Jimenez trying to battle back. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and popped up sky high. First base side, foul territory. And that's actually coming behind home plate. And that falls into the seats. Count is now 2-1. 9-1-2 in the batting order for the Flying Tigers here in the fifth. Jimenez rocks and deals the 2-1. That one's taken high off the mitt of Cook. Jimenez falling behind 3-1. Marauders had a big run scoring opportunity in the fifth, getting two men into scoring position with one away, unable to bring anybody home. 3-1 pitch. At the knees for strike two, and Schultz wants to challenge this one. A look up to the booth by Matt Watkowski. Let's see what we get. And the call stands, strike two. Austin Schultz had flung his bat aside, ready to take first base. So he'll have to get settled back into the box. Count 3 balls, 2 strikes. Carlos Jimenez looking for new life in this righty-on-righty battle. Here we go, the motion. And the 3-2 from Jimenez is swung on and popped up on the first base side towards shallow right. Second baseman Jarvis out, moving slowly to his left, makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
Now batting, number 34, Isaac Pacheco.
Well, even though Carlos Jimenez has not always been sharp with his command of his pitches tonight, been able to rattle off a long string of success over the last couple of innings now. There's Isaac Pacheco, big left-handed hitter. Wind up and the toss. Pacheco takes low and inside. With that pop out, 8 of the last 9 retired by Carlos Jimenez. With the bases empty, one gone, the 1-0 to Pacheco. Swing and a miss. Went down fishing after it. The Marauders have kept Pacheco hitless, 0 for 2 so far in this one. Here comes Jimenez with a 1-1. Pacheco swings early again and misses for strike two. Off-speed stuff looking good from Carlos Jimenez. Sitting at 69 pitches, one out deep into the fifth inning. Marauders bullpen starting to get active out in right center field. Now the righty's 1-2 pitch to Pacheco. Low and outside, not close. And there is a tall and vivid rainbow out in right field here in Lakeland. Evidently there has been some rain falling in the distance. That's where some of the angriest clouds tonight have been, at least here during game two. 2-2 pitch. Low inside, Pacheco lunging out of the way. Here comes Jimenez. The 3-2 pitch. Pacheco swings and misses. Got him on the changeup for strike three. Devious changeup by Carlos Jimenez. And Isaac Pacheco down on strikes. That is the fourth of the night for Carlos Jimenez. Here's Carlos Mendoza. First pitch, just outside, right around knee height. Bases are empty with two gone. Here's the 1-0. Bunt shown, good one, third base line, but kicked foul by Brendan Dixon. Dixon playing a little soccer with that one, touching that ball aside with the inside of his right foot. Carlos Mendoza slowly walking back down the first baseline, back toward home plate. Carlos Mendoza working with a 1-1 count on the number two man in the Flying Tigers order. Here he comes with the 1-1 offering. Mendoza lays off low for ball two. Marauders have kept Mendoza off base in two at-bats. 0-for-2, a pop-out and a fly-out. The pitch. Strike two in the outside corner. Jimenez would love another flawless inning here in the fifth. Keep this game tied. Mendoza backing out of the box, asking for time. Jimenez enters his motion. The 2-2 pitch. Mendoza swings and belts this one deep to right field. This one is deep. This one is out of here. A home run. Carlos Mendoza solo blast down the right field line. Just made it out of the ballpark. Crosses home plate with a flourish in his step. And the Flying Tigers back in front. It's 2-1. Roberto Campos, the batter, as Jimenez deals and misses high and outside for ball one. Carlos Mendoza, his first home run of the season, comes at a perfect time for the Flying Tigers. The 1-0 offering, swing and a miss. And is trying to bounce back after the go-ahead homer. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Campos for strike two. Been a heck of a pitching duel so far between Carlos Jimenez and Brant Herder. Runs coming at a premium here in the nightcap. The 1-2 on its way. A breaking ball swung on and missed for strike three. So indeed a good recovery from Jimenez after the go-ahead blast by the Flying Tigers. Now with a 2-1 lead. As we go to the sixth inning here in game two of the doubleheader. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Moving to the sixth inning here in Game 2 of a doubleheader between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers at Publix Field in Lakeland. Marauders sent 4, 5, and 6 in their order to the plate against left-hander Brant Herder. Just one run allowed on 4 hits through his first 5 innings tonight. Flying Tigers lead this game 2-1. Chase Bowen, the hitter, seeing the ball well over his last few games. The pitch, swing and a miss. Solo homer down the right field line by Carlos Mendoza in the bottom of the fifth inning, giving the Flying Tigers their second lead of the night. Bowen swings and spokes one foul, first base side. Bowen followed by Grant Cook and Brendan Dixon in the middle third of the order for the Marauders here in the sixth inning. Herder with the 0-2 pitch, and Bowen takes a bouncer in the dirt. Skips away from Mike Rothenberg. Working quickly, Herder deals. Bowen swings, gets a piece of it, fouling it back. And right back through the wickets of the catcher as it rebounds off the screen behind home plate. Looked like neither Bowen nor the plate umpire Matt Watkowski noticed. Bat boy comes away with it. The 1-2 again. Bowen takes backdoor breaking ball just outside. Incredibly close. Marauders need base runners here, dealing with a one-run deficit. The pitch. Swing and a pop-up towards shallow right field. Right fielder Campos charging in. He is working up against a gray sky and makes the catch for out number one. Well, these dingy gray skies, a little stormy looking, but still remaining dry down on the field are the players. Those gray skies can make it tough to pick up the baseball sometimes. Here's a pitch to Grant Cook, and that's on the outside corner, a strike. Brant Herder still working fast. 0-1. Cook lays off low. Dunedin Clearwater still tied at 1, bottom of the 8th inning. Out of town action, 1-1 pitch, swinging a line drive to left center. That's in for a base hit. Grant Cook with his second hit of the game. Left fielder Schultz gets the ball in quickly on a bounce to the second baseman. So Grant Cook with a two-hit night. Potential tying run on first now for the Marauders. Brendan Dixon will bat next. Already mentioned earlier, Palm Beach and Jupiter were set to play two today. They got rained out. Pitches low. Daytona and St. Lucie canceled today. They're going to play two tomorrow. One-oh pitch by Herder. Dixon takes a breaking ball outside. Last night, a washout of all but one game in the Florida State League. Clearwater and Dunedin able to play their game. Pitch is swung on and socked. Deep to right center field. Liniac moving back, has a beat on it. He makes the catch just shy of the track. Four out number two. Dixon hit that one hard to the opposite field. Brings up Alexander Mojica. Before he gets settled into the box, time called. Flying Tigers pitching coach Juan Pimentel out for a visit. And Lakeland now with the right-hander throwing in their bullpen. That appears to be the big fella, R.J. Pettit, we saw earlier this week. Pettit closing out Tuesday night's 2-1 win for Lakeland. Conversation over, very brief one. Or Pimentel, the pitching coach. Alexander Mojica for the second time in this game. At the plate in a key situation. Tying run on first for the Marauders, trailing 2-1 here in the sixth. Back end of a doubleheader. Mojica went down swinging his last time up. Herter delivers, and Mojica swings through a pitch low, strike one. What ability to recognize off-speed pitches over the past 2 weeks and counting for Mojica just has not been there. The 0-1, swing and a miss for strike two. Hitless in his last 10 games, now would be a good time to climb out of that hole. Facing an 0-2 count. Small lead off first base by Grant Cook. And the 0-2 by the lefty, swinging a bouncer right side the infield, but the second baseman Gonzalez ranges to his left and throws to first, a good stretch by Bigby. He maintains contact with the bag, and the out recorded, inning over. The Marauders leave a man stranded on first. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Lakeland 2, Bradenton 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Roman, the left-hander from Mexico, with a 1.48 ERA and a pitch for the Marauders. Here at the bottom of the sixth, Lakeland leading 2-1. Roman's first pitch of the night is a fastball strike on the outside corner on Justice Bigby. Right-handed hitting first baseman, 1-for-2 tonight for the Flying Tigers. Roman lifts his leg and fires. Swing and a miss for strike two. Got him with a changeup. Justice Bigby, Donna Uris de la Cruz, and Mike Rothenberg, middle third of the order for the Flying Tigers here in the sixth inning. Roman deals the 0-2, bounces in the dirt, knocked down by Cook. Solo homer down the right field line by Carlos Mendoza in the fifth inning, putting Lakeland back in front by this 2-1 margin. Roman comes set above the belt. His 1-2, swing and a miss, down goes Bigby, strike three. Now, Denny Roman continues to be one of the best performing relievers this season for Bradenton. First 11 appearances, 24 to third innings. a 1.48 ERA, 1.15 whip. Opponents batting just 225 against him. Here is Donny Urias de la Cruz. Bases empty, one away. First pitch is a strike on the outer half. Carlos Jimenez done for the night for Bradenton. Give you his final line after this next pitch. 0-1, swing and a miss for strike two on De La Cruz. Jimenez, five innings, three hits, two runs, walked three, struck out five. On hook as the losing pitcher here at this very moment. The 0-2 in the dirt, couldn't get De La Cruz to offer. R.J. Pettit has continued throwing in the Flying Tigers bullpen. We will most likely see him to pitch the seventh. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Another changeup from Roman for strike three.
Now batting, number 22, Mike Rothenberg.
Strikeouts on the season continue to pile up for Denny Roman. They come in with an overwhelming strikeout rate. 23 of them over 24 to 30 innings, but when he's on, he's on. Mike Rothenberg up next. Pitch taken knee high for a strike. Roman doing a good job keeping this game as close as possible. Give the Marauders hitters the best chance possible when the top of the seventh swings around. Next one at the knees again for strike two. Immediately, Rothenberg wants to challenge it. Matt Watkowski motions up to the press box, and it's been overturned. Count now 1-1 on Rothenberg.
Also returned and is now one ball and a strike.
Denny Roman, the consistent strike thrower. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul at home plate. Looking ahead to that seventh inning for the Marauders hitters. 8-9-1 in the order due up. Romero, Jarvis, Campagna. Here's the pitch by Roman, the 1-2. Bounced up there. Skips to the backstop. Two outs, nobody on for the Flying Tigers, who lead Bradenton 2-1. Bottom of the sixth inning. The set. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down on the off-speed. Strike three. Denny Roman strikes out the side in order here in the sixth inning. Time for the bats to get to work for the Marauders, trailing 2-1, heading to the top of the seventh. One last chance here in the nightcap of this doubleheader. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Big right-hander R.J. Pettit is on for the save opportunity here in the seventh inning, game two of this doubleheader in Lakeland tonight. Flying Tigers 2, Marauders 1. Randy Romero will lead off for Bradenton. 8-9-1 in the order. Romero will be followed by Mike Jarvis and Sergio Campagna. R.J. Pettit closed it out for the save on Tuesday night. And the Flying Tigers 2-1 win. He's looking for another 2-1 win for his team tonight. The windup and the first toss to Romero. High and inside. Fastball at 93. Romero leaning away. The windup and the pitch by the big right-hander is in tight for ball two. Solid job tonight. Six excellent innings by Brant Herter for the Flying Tigers. 2-0. That's at the knees, a called strike. Herter's final line. Six innings, five hits, one run. Walked one, struck out seven. The 2-1 coming. Swing and a pop-up out of play behind home plate. Romero lined a single his last time up. That'll be a solid start to this inning as well. 2-2 coming. And that is low for ball three. And catcher Mike Rothenberg wants to challenge it. Call is upheld. Still ball three and the count full on Randy Romero. Batted with the windup. 3-2 pitch. Romero swings and misses strike three on the slider.
Now batting number seven, Mike Jarvis.
Mike Jarvis bats next. Marauder looking for some late magic here in the seventh inning. Here is the motion and the toss. Jarvis takes a slider, strike one. Bases are empty with one away. Pettit working quickly. His 0-1 just inside a ball. Pettit winds up and fires. 1-1 swung on and foul tipped into the mitt for strike two. Flying Tigers two outs away from salvaging a doubleheader split tonight and giving themselves a chance at a series win tomorrow. Marauders would need to come back and win this one to give themselves a chance at a series victory. The 1-2, swinging a pop-up, out of play behind home plate by Jarvis, who stays alive. Numbers on the season for Pettit, 3.78 ERA over 14 appearances. 1.62 whip, a little up there. The 1-2, up high for ball two. Hits and the walks have both been issues at various times for Pettit on the season. He's 2-of-3 in save opportunities, though. 2-2. Swing and another pop foul by Jarvis. Out of play. And a dozen or so kids go scrambling after that foul ball in an empty couple of rows of seats. A crowd of adults egging on the competition. Here's a pop-up right side, and this will get out of play. Four rows deep into the dark green seats. Those adults that were sitting a handful of rows above where that foul ball landed were all about watching that race to the finish among those dozen or so kids who were after that foul ball. Pettit has the sign. 2-2 once more to Jarvis. A swing and a pop-up third base side this time. And Flying Tigers will not have room to make a play. Good battle here by Jarvis. Next pitch coming will be 8. Here is pitch number 8 by Pettit. Jarvis checks his swing, and he went around strike 3, and Jarvis is saying to plate umpire Matt Watkowski, hey, at least ask down the first base line. That is a situation in which a plate umpire, beyond a shadow of a doubt, has to have beyond shadow of a doubt knowing that's a swing. That's a tough break for Jarvis. Here's Sergio Campagna, the Marauders' last hope. A swing and a miss of the first pitch for strike one. Flying Tigers leading 2-1 with one out to go. The 0-1 to Campagna is taken low. Campagna trying to find his way aboard any way he can here in the seventh. The 1-1. Swing and a fly ball right field. Campos looking up into the sky. Had trouble finding him for a moment. Now drifting to his left. Makes the catch. And that's the ball game. Flying Tigers win the nightcap. Final score of 2-1. So the Marauders, yet again, are denied the chance of the series victory here in Lakeland. And they will go for the series split tomorrow and the series finale here at Publix Field tomorrow afternoon. We'll step aside when we come back. The Marauders postgame show comes your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome back to Lakeland for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you tonight as the Marauders and the Flying Tigers have just split a doubleheader. The Marauders winning the opener 3-0 and have just fallen in the nightcap, final score of 2-1. For the opener, here's how that one went down. Top of the second inning, RBI single by Luke Brown, scored Brendan Dixon, who had doubled down the left field line. Marauders added a run in the fifth inning on a Jace Bowen RBI single to left center, and Bowen with an RBI single to left in the seventh inning, making it a 3-0 ball game, and the team held up from there. Pitching staff was excellent. Po Yu Chen, 5 scoreless innings, allowed just 2 hits, walked 1, struck out 7, And left-hander Joe Jakes on rehab assignment went two scoreless innings behind Chin and earned the two-inning save for the Marauders in that one. The happy totals in Game 1, the Marauders 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, 9 men left on base. Flying Tigers no runs, 3 hits, 1 error, 4 men left on base. In Game 2, however, the Flying Tigers turned the tables on Bradenton with a 2-1 win for the home team. Bottom of the second inning, the Flying Tigers scored first this time around. Austin Schultz legging out an infield single down the third baseline on a slow ground ball to Brendan Dixon, who did all that he could. But Austin Schultz too quick with the wheels, and Mike Rothenberg scored from third on the play. Marauders tied the score in the top of the fourth on a Grant Cook RBI single up the middle. But the Flying Tigers got the necessary run in the bottom of the fifth inning, a solo homer down the right field line by Carlos Mendoza, making it 2-1, and it would hold up that way for the rest of Game 2. Final totals in Game 2 tonight here in Lakeland for the Marauders. 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. And the Marauders left 6 men on base. For the Flying Tigers, 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. The Flying Tigers left 4 men on base. Winning pitcher in Game 1 is Brant Herter. 6 magnificent innings, struck out 7, walked only 1. He improved to 3-2 on the season. The tough luck loss goes to Carlos Jimenez. He allowed only 2 runs over 5 innings. But Jimenez takes the loss, falling to 1-4 on the season. Time of game here in Game 2, just 1 hour and 33 minutes in front of a crowd of 791, the biggest crowd this week here at Publix Field. It was 81 degrees and cloudy at the time of first pitch in the nightcap. We'll step aside once more. When we come back, we'll name our Marauders player of the game and give you a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. It's time to name our Marauders players of the game, plurals. We had 2 games today, of course. In the first game of our doubleheader, Marauders player of the game is Po Yu Chen. 5 scoreless innings, struck out 7, walked only 1, allowed just 2 hits. Po Yu Chen in the winning effort on the mound in Game 1 tonight, the Marauders player of the game for Game 1. As for Game 2, those honors go to Grant Cook. His RBI single up the middle in the 4th inning, part of a 2-for-3 night at the plate in the nightcap. Grant Cook, Marauders player of the game for Game 2 of this doubleheader in Lakeland tonight. Well, we now turn our focus to the series finale tomorrow afternoon, and the Marauders are going to send right-hander Justin Meiss to the mound for tomorrow's series finale as Bradenton looks for the series split. It has been a rough stretch in terms of series results lately for Bradenton. Marauders have not won a series on the road since the opening series of the season when they took two out of three games against the Dunedin Blue Jays, and the Marauders have not won a series, period, since the end of April, 1st of May series win over the Blue Jays at home at Leacom Park. So that stretch will unfortunately continue, so the best the Marauders can do tomorrow in the finale is come away with a split, and they'll come ready to play tomorrow at noon. Justin Meiss goes for the Marauders, and the Flying Tigers we'll send left-hander Carlos Pena to the mound in the series finale for the home team. Again, first pitch scheduled for noon tomorrow here at Publix Field will be on the air at 11:45 a.m. local time for pregame coverage. We hope you can join us. So that'll do it for us tonight here at Publix Field in Lakeland. Once again, the final scores of tonight's doubleheader. Marauders win the opener 3-0 and fall in the nightcap 2-1. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Publix Field in Lakeland.
thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.